Yehon daf yud alef for holding. Yeah, the Mishnah daf yud alef. Beishama yomrim a noitle nesa eli lekatze holovosa. You can't take this board, the eli, that's a board that they used to use to chop spices on. So that's called the kli shom lachtel yisra. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to chop up spices. So it's called the kli shom lachtel yisra. So beishama hold, you can't even take it lekatze holovosa. Even though now you want to use it for dover heter. That we hold la locher its mutter, we hold the klishom lachtel yisr, the sarah gufay its mutter. Beshami says, no, you're not allowed to do it. U beisilu matirim, beisilu says, yes, it's mutter. Alright, so poshut it, Rashi learns, only Rashi learns, malachtel yisr, lekatesh from akteshis. It's a klishom lachtel yisr, it's used to chop up things. Shemachi asfile beshansa, Beshami says, it's also. U beisilu matirim, they hold its mutter, about the sarah gufay, it's sarah simple siyamte if it's mutter. That's one machlekes. Beishama yomrim a noisven as or lefnei hadorsin. You can't take the skin, even if you shechted the animal trei on Yom Tov and you took off the skin you can't put in front of the people to trample on top of it. Lefnei hadorsin, because even though people trample, that's ma'abid that works over the skin. So that's why it's also because you're not allowed to work over the skin on Yom Tov. V'lo yag v'yenu, who are then not allowed to even pick up the skin? It's like muksa. Unless you have at least a kazayas boser still attached to the skin, then we say, since the meat is meat, you're allowed to touch, you can touch the skin, I'll grab the meat. Beisilu says, no, boser mutter. You're allowed to pick up the skin, and you're allowed to put it lefnei hadorsin. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's a svar mishum simchas yomtiv. That Beisilu holds that we're not going to be matiyum. To take care of your skin, people won't want to shech the animal in the first place on yomtiv. So they won't come to have meat on yomtiv. So Mishum Simchas Yom Tov they make all to pick up the skin even though really it's muksam, and to put it lefnei hadorsin, you're not really putting it, like you're not trampling on it directly. It's called like a Maisa Shinus Kalacha Yad, so it's only the Rabbanon Dekalochem, therefore the Rabbanon will make all Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. See the Gemara, we'll see in the Gemara. Maratona, we learned, Vishovim Shim Kotzav Olav Basar. After you use this board that you chop, you cut your meat on it, Shosla Tautaloi. That even by still holds, you're not allowed to touch it anymore. Shrashi disavad le tzarech yomtiv. Like you already did the purpose you want tzarech yomtiv, you can't use it anymore. Now, Omer Abaye says, machlekes, al mishnas, machlekes, besham betilil, the oli. Only by the oli, that's this board that's used to chop up spices. So that's called like a kli shamalach del yisr. It's used to chop up spices, you're not allowed to do it on yomtiv. So now, if you want to take this board, just to chop meat on it, which is mutter, still you're not allowed to do it. That's where it's machlekes. Avo betavra gamro garmi, but we have a board that's meant to chop meat on, then divri hako mutter. Everybody holds this mutter? Like it's not a klisha, malachta liyisr. On yont, if you're allowed to chop meat. So if you have a board that you cut the meat on, pshit, it's mutter to touch on yont. Rashi says, betavra garmi, ham yuchedis lakatsav ole boser. It's yimucha to use to cut meat on, so pshita, that's not a klisha, malachta liyisr. Avad, you're allowed to use it today on yont. So Gemara yes, pshita, only tanan, it only the chiddush and the mishnah is only by a chopper, a board that's used for chopping, not to cut meat on. So Gemara says yes, ma the same I would have thought. Who adin the afilu tavra garmi nami? Even a board that's used to cut meat also you should not touch today on Yom Tov. I behaidik tani oli. Why did the mishnah say the machleik is by oli? That's by a board that's used to chop spices. That's also to do on Yom Tov. That's a real katisha. I would tell you, that the Mishnah wants to tell us the Chiddush of Beisilu, the Afilu Dover Shomalach Tal Yisr. Even a Kli that's used to chop with, a chopper to chop spices, that's a Kli Shomalach Tal Yisr. Nami Shari, still Beisilu said the Smutter. But I would have thought that according to Beishamai, not only can you take a wood that's used to chop spices with, but you can't even take the wood that's aimed to cut the meat on it. That's where I would have thought. Is Kamash Bulon. That's his Chiddush know, that Beishamai only Yas is a board that you used to chop with. But a board that's meant to chop wood with, to cut meat with, that's mutter. And like Rashi speaks out, we're not afraid that maybe first you'll decide to carry this board, and you'll take it to your kitchen, and then you'll change your mind not to cut the meat. So that's why you swear why maybe Beishamai should say it's also. Kamash Mula, no. Beishamai only asks you to take this board that's miyuchid omit to use to chop spices. That's also to do on Yom Tov. But a board that's omit to cut meat on, that you're allowed to take on Yom Tov. Ika the army, some say like this. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, "Lenitzecho elafilo tavra garmi charati." That no, the machlekes even applies to a new board that's used to cut meat on, even though it's a meat board. But since it's a new one, you didn't use yet. Still, they shame set the saucer. Oh no, forget. No, not they said. They says mutter, but that's the chiddush. The chiddush is even in such a board. Now the question was, what do you mean to tell me on a board that you use to cut meat? It's mutter. Pshit, it's mutter. So Mar says yes. There's a chiddush, even though it's a new board that you never used yet. Now, Ma, the time if it's a new board, I would have thought mimlech v'letoverlo. After you take this board and you put it down, now you're going to change your mind and not cut on it. Like, it's too nice. You don't want to use this board. It's the first time. You'll change your mind not to use it. So I would think maybe Vashami says not to use a new board to cut the meat on. Kamash mula no. That it's mutter. The only machlek is only by a board that's used to chop spices. It's like a hammer. That's a klishom laftal yisim. But a board that you use to cut meat on, that's mutter. So tomorrow, ubei shamei loichashi lamluchei. So you want to tell me now, ubei shamei holds it's mutter to use a new board that you're going to use to cut meat, and we're not afraid maybe you'll change his mind and not use it. For your tanya, we learned, ubei shamei says, ein malichin tabach v'sakin etzob heima. On Yom Tov, if you're not allowed to let a sheichit, or else carry the knife to the animal to make the shechit on Yom Tov. In other words, if you have the animal on this street, and the sheichit lives two streets down, you're not allowed to make the sheikhah come to you and carry the knife. We'll soon see why, because we're afraid maybe by the time the sheikhah comes to you, you'll change your mind and don't have the shechita. So it comes out, the sheikhah carried the knife for no purpose. So we're not allowed to do it. The Rashi says, "Ein malichin tabach v'sakin. Im hoy yerechaykin zeh mizeh, dilma bos the torach mamlech." Maybe after you walk and take the knife, you'll change your mind not to make the shechita, so therefore it's awesome. He can't walk the animal to the sheikhet either, because he can't walk the animal to the sheikhet, or else to the place where the knife is. For the same reason, we're afraid after you take your matriarch yourself to get the animal there, you'll change your mind. So that's Beis Shammai Svari, is afraid you'll change your mind and you made a tirucha shlo tzorich. Beis Hillel says, don't know. You're allowed to carry one to the other. You are allowed to take the sheikhet or the knife to the animal, and we're not afraid you'll change your mind. No, if you decided to make the shechita, gzuntahe, take the knife, take the animal to the sheikhet. Another machlokes is that Beis Shammai yemrim ein malichin tavlin u'moduch etz maducha. You can't take spices, or else moduch, that's the middle piece that you chop with, etz maducha to the chopper. Again, on Yom Tov, you can't do this. V'lo maducha etz tavlin u'moduch. You can't take the chopper to the spices or to the board that you use, the middle stick. Oh, Beis Hillel says malichin zeitel ze. Yes, you are allowed to carry one to the other. So Rashi learns moduch buchna shadechem bo tavlin b'meducha, and we'll soon say this is yer mutter. Certain types are mutter. With a shinui, it's a mutter. If you make a shinui, you're allowed to make allowed to chop up the spices you're going to use right now to cover Yom Tov. That's mutter. Then you have to see the only before, it was aimed to chop up things that you're not going to use today. Yeah. So you see it's a machlekes, but Shammai says you're not allowed to carry one to the other because we're afraid to change your mind. That's the question here also then. How could you tell me a new board that you want to use the first time to cut the meat on? You're allowed to carry it to bring it to the meat. Why isn't Beis Shammai afraid? Maybe the person will change his mind. So Mara says, Hachi Ashti, there's no tushtel, one is not like the other one. Bishlei me behema, I understand very good by behema, also lemluchei, even though you carry, you'll take the animal to the sheikhet. When the animal gets there, you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to shech this one. Why? To Yoma, you'll say, Nash vekai behema, let's leave over this animal kechusha, it's a weak one. Umaisina behema achrini, tishmeina mino, let me go look for a better animal that's fatter. That's why we're afraid you can't schlep the animal to the sheikhet, because we're afraid even after you get, you'll change your mind. Kedera nami osalem luche diyama nashrekai kedera the boy tavlin. A food also that you're making now. What do you want to say? You want to be able to crack up the spices, to chop the spices, to be able to use. So we're afraid, no, maybe you'll make the spices, but then you'll change your mind. Or after you bring the chopper to the spices, you'll change your mind and say it's too much work to chop up the spices now. Let me change the dish. And on my sin and acharine, the light being a tavlin, I'll make a different type of a dish that does not need spices. So that's why Beis Shammai says you can't take the spices to the chapa, because you're afraid maybe you'll change your mind and you'll make a different type of a dish that does not need spices altogether. So that's why Beis Shammai says don't do these things. Take the animal to the shechid, or take the spices to the chapa. We're afraid you change your mind. Abba Hochabe, in our case over here, we had taken this board to cut the meat. What do you want to say? You'll change your mind, you're not going to slice the meat. Kivon de shochto letzvira kaima. As we're talking about, you already shechted the animal now on Yomtiv. So you have the meat now, and you already roasted the meat, or even before the raw meat, you want to slice the raw meat. So we're not afraid you'll change your mind now and not slice the meat, like it has to be sliced. So therefore, even though you're taking a new board that you never used yet, but here we're not afraid you change your mind. Because you have to cut the meat. You just shechted the animal. You have a whole zaito full of meat. You have to cut it up. There, Beis Shammai is not afraid you cut it. That's why it's mutter. By the Beis Shammai Yemir Mei Nois Nesor. Beis Shammai says in Yom Tov, you can't take the skin of the animal that you just shechted, and it's muksa, you can't move it, and you can't put it in front of the people, should trample on top of it. Tanya, we learned. Vishavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Tzila, both Moida, Shemolchin Olav Bosletli. You're allowed to salt meat on top of the skin. In other words, when salt falls on top of skin, it's good for the skin. That's the way you work over the skin. So the goal to do it, lechatchila, to salt, put salt on top of the skin, that's also. And that's one of the lama tesim lachas, ibud. You're not allowed to work over skin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you can't do directly, throw salt on top of the skin. But indirectly, you're allowed to do it. That's here. What you're doing now is you have the skin on the floor. And on top, you're holding in your hand some meat that you want to salt the meat before you roast it. Now, only for roasting and not for cooking. When you roast meat, really, you don't have to make a melicha at all. Roasting meat gets out all the dam without melicha. So really, it should be enough just to put, you don't need salt altogether. But the minig is, by tzli, you put a little bit salt. So that little bit amount of salt that you put on the meat before you roast it, you're allowed to do this on top of the skin. In other words, even though maybe some salt will fall on the skin, but you're not putting that much salt, so we're not afraid it doesn't look like you're being mad, but it's mutter. That's what I'm saying. Vishavin, shemolchin olav vosletzli. You're allowed to salt meat on top of this skin if you're only using the meat to roast, so you don't need that much salt. Now, Omer Abaye said, l'shonav olav, only if you only want to roast the meat, so you don't need that much salt to make the melicha with. Avon l'kadei reloi. But let's say you want to cook the meat. So before you cook meat, you have to kasher it by making a melicha. You have to salt it. Then you have to put a lot of salt. You have to cover the whole piece of meat on all sides with a lot of salt, that you should, no part should be uncovered with salt. Uncovered without salt. So then you have to put a lot of salt on the meat. That you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov on top of the skin. You're allowed to salt meat on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to do it on top of the skin, because then too much salt will fall on the skin, on the floor. That's called you working over the skin. But the Gemara Pshita, let's sleep tonight, of course. You said only the meat that you're using to roast the meat. When you roast meat, you don't have to salt it all together, Mikir Adin. Just you do a little bit salt. So a little bit salt is all right. So Al Kamashman, this teaches us, the Afilu Litzli, Ken Kedei Roser. Even if you only want to roast the meat, and you want to put a little bit more salt than normal, that's also to do. There's purely only a small amount of salt that people do before they roast it. But more than that, you can't put. The rest of the high abul kederu the kamar abaya a tzli kain kederu kamar kugain odem amoyler tzli yafa yafa karab lemlichas basar shel tzara kederus loytema kol tzli tzori loytema kol tzli shori. Don't say any type of a tzli, no. A tzli that you want to salt it well, that's also no good. But you only allowed to put a small amount of salt, not allowed. Tana rabbonim. Ein molchin es achalovim. You're not allowed to salt fat on Yom Tov. Even though the meat itself, like you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, and before you eat the roast or cook the meat, you have to salt it. So you're allowed to salt it on Yom Tov. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to salt. Mashenkin, the fat that's not so edible, you're not allowed to salt the fat on Yom Tov. One reason why you want to salt the fat is it shouldn't rot away. Even you shechted today, still you can't be mabrit. And the svar is that bishleima food, the meat that you eat, they're called ein ibud b'yechlim. You're allowed to salt food because there's no iser ibud midiraisa. It's only a shal and the rabbonin, but midiraisa it's mutter. Ma'ashenkin chalovim fat that's not so edible. There it looks more like ibud. So therefore, you're not allowed to salt fat on yontif. V'ein mahafchin ben, you're not allowed to turn it over either. Because it's not, come out like muksa, it's not edible, you don't eat it. So it's muksa, you can't even turn it upside down. No, you are allowed to touch the fats, you're allowed to spread them out on top of a stick in order that the wind should come and keep it fresh, that it shouldn't rot away. So if Yeshua holds, it's not muksa the fat. The Amar of Masna, halachic Rabbi Yeshua, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that the fat of the animal is not muksa, you're allowed to work with it and put it on top of a stick, that the wind should get to it. Ika the army, some say, Amar Rav Masna, ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. No, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So bishleim leman diyam halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua itzrach. It's very good, the one that says the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. And I need him to say that. Because salkot ha'techem min chai would have thought, the klal usually is, yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. When you have a machlekes, the yochid k'neged rabim, the halacha is usually like the rabim. Kamash one here, halacha k'yochid, that's why you have to tell me, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, it's a chiddush. But according to the man diyama that says ela leman diyama ain halacha, we don't like Rabbi Yeshua pshita. So of course not, because the klal is yochid v'rab malacha k'rabim. When you have a machlokes between a yochid and a rabim, the klal is always you pass not the rabim. Tzemura says no, ma the time I would have thought mistab at time of the Rabbi Yeshua. It's a good svara why Rabbi Yeshua says you are allowed to move around the fat of the animal. Why? But the svar is, Diloy Sharisley, if we're not going to mat you, if we're not going to allow you, that after you shech the animal tray on yomtif, to take care of even the fat, to move it around, and to salt it, or to put it on top of a stick, to make the wind, it should be airy there, it should not rot away, I would have thought, Mim Nobloy Shochet, people will stop shechting, they won't shech the animal on yomtif. It's not good to shech today. I'm going to lose out all the fat, I can't take care of it, they'll rot away. So a person won't want to shech. So maybe that's a svar like Rabbi Yeshua to say it should be mutter to move around the fat of the animal in order that it should not rot away, and therefore people won't be afraid to shechtel on Yom Tov. Kamashmul or no, that still we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, we're not afraid that people will stop shechting the animal because they may lose out the fat. Right? It's not a suffix the fat will run away, it's only a doubt, and the person needs meat today, so when they're mourning, the person will still shech the animal today to have meat to eat, even though the fats remain muksa, can't move around the fats. Yeah. For the more maishinomi or lefnei adorsin, what's the difference, Taka? Like Basil, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to take the skin of the animal and throw it on yontif in front of people that later will trample on top of it. So how come there will matter you to play around with the skin even though it's muksa, and here the fats will not matter you? What's the difference? Drashu maishinomi or lefnei adorsin, tishore Basil, mishum dila shores leminu leshachit. But that's Basil Svarum. If we're not going to let you play around with the skin of the animal, you're not going to be able to throw it where people will stample on it then, people won't shech the animal in the first place. So you see, Basil holds from this svara, Sakim is telling me now the fats, you're not allowed to move around. So Marin says, Hosom lemucha milsa. I'll tell you, true, the Rabbanan have a svara to let you do certain things in order you shouldn't stop from shechting it. But when you do it, we don't want you to do it in a way that it looks like you're doing an isser. It's only mutter, but it looks like you're doing something heter. So vishtema, by taking this skin and throwing it down in front of people that will trample on it later, it doesn't look like you want people to trample on it right now. No, also lemucha milsa, people can't tell your purpose. Mishum dechazel lemazgu alayim. People will say you're stop throwing it down on the floor because you want to sit on it. And if you want to sit on the skin, that's called sar gufayim. It's mutter. So you are allowed to move around the skin for the purpose of sitting on it. So that's where there, Basil says, you're even allowed to take the skin for the purpose of throwing it down, that people will trample on it. Because right now it looks like you want to use it to sit on. But here, if you're going to be able to move around the fat, my time is shomel rabbonin. Why are the rabbonin maker that you could move around the fat? In order that the fat should not rot away. People say, what's the difference of spreading the fat over a piece of wood like a peg to keep it up, that the air should get to it? What's the difference to salt it? I might as well salt it already. And since we know you're not allowed to salt it, because by salting fat, it's kamat keina malacha, because it's not really an eichel, people don't eat it right now. So Rashi says, "V'yosin amle mechinu o malichas miyavas malachesi." This is the nav malacha. V'dav sheish ba'yibuk adnan v'yamolcha v'yamavdoin. So if you're melech of fats, it's an issi deraisa. So that's why here we're not mati you even to move around the fats. Because if you come to move around the fats, people will say, why would Rabbanan make or why could I move around the fats of the animal? Because they don't want it to rot away in order that you should make the shrita. So once they say, I'm allowed to take care, it shouldn't rot away, who are then I'm allowed to salt it? And salting is an issi deraisa, that's also. So therefore the Rabbanan said nothing doing. You can't take care of the fats on yontif. Mashenka in the skin, you're not doing a real iser. You're just putting the skin down on the floor. And later, like lachayat, people come and trample over. That's really not the derech of the melacha. But since it's only midirabbanan, the rabbanan will make them. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Moilech Adam Kama Chatichos Bosom Vasachas. You're allowed to salt a lot of pieces of meat on yontif together. Afapi Sheinetzorach Alechtichachas. Even though you only need one piece of meat right now. Still, since you're doing them all together, like Rashi says, Tichoda Tircha Lekula. It's one Tircha. As midiraisa, you're not doing anything wrong. The klal is, ain ibud ba'ichlin. A food that's edible, like a piece of meat you can eat, there's no issa ibud. Midiraisa, you light a salt as much as you want. But it's only a shalom of a tircha, shalom tzarech. Like, if you're not going to eat the meat, so what are you doing it for? What are you bothering yourself on yontif? You're not going to eat the meat anyway. But here, since you're going to eat one piece of meat, so while you have to salt one piece, you might as well salt 10 pieces. Like Rashi says, it's kula chada tircha. It's one big tircha, do them all together. Ravada Barava Marim Omola Garmagama. He was Marim and did know not even together, even separately, he did one after another. He made like Haroma. Haroma means like a trick. So Rashi says, Liacha Shamola Zul Yochla. Hayoim, first he took one piece of meat and said, yes, this is the pita I'm gonna eat this piece for lunch today. So he went to salt it in the morning, then he cooked it up. Now after he salted it, he said, Oimer, Chaverto Orovo Lai, Liochla, no. The second piece, the minute I see it, that looks like a better piece. That's sweeter to me. I want to eat the second piece. And then he went to salt the second one, and the third and fourth one. So the kid said he was mekalim to make haroma to salt all the pieces of meat one after another. The first man, the Yom, said it's only mutter, but basachas together it's one tircha. And he was smart to do it even one after another. Lavdafka. Rashi's mashmi, you're right, the orchim will be very good. But Rashi's mashmi, even without that, you have a right just to make haroma to say, you know, after I finish salting this one, now I decide the next one looks better. Yeah. Right, Zot Mishnah. Beishamai Omrim, Ein Mesalkin, Esatrisim, Beyomtev. Beishamai says, you're not allowed to take off the shutters from a Kli on Yomtev. It's not a real binyan here. It's like a sukkah. It's like some type of a tent. Like I had before, the machlekes is if you say yesh binyan mekalim or rain binyan mekalim. So it's a type of a kli here, some type of a tent, some type of a chest. So you had shutters on it that they used to put the food inside it, and now they want to take off the shutters to bring the food out, like to sell it. Even on Yom Tov, they used to sell the food. You'd pay after Yom Tov, but the grocery stores used to be open on Yom Tov. You come in, take what you need to eat for today, and you'd pay after Yom Tov. So the Shami says nothing doing, you can't take off the shutters on Yom Tov. Oh, Beitilu Matir Naf Lahachta. Beitilu says, yes, you're allowed to take off the shutters, and even after you finish the day, you're even allowed to put the shutters back on again. So the Mara, my Teresin, what does Teresin mean? Amarula Teresin Chanuyis. These are the shutters that they had for their stores. So Rashi says, not a real store. The Chanuyis means Kamoy Tevis, like boxes, hein. For Yomdus Pashuk, they had them outside like a storage box. V'yena Mechubor Lekakis, not attached to the ground. It was like a portable store, a portable, a big box you had that used to keep your merchandise in there, and you'd pull out the shutter on Yom Tov and start selling and giving out your merchandise. So that's called Teresa, Teresa Chanuyis. The Yomar Ula said like this, Shloisha Dvorim, three things, Hetiru Seifer Mishum Chilosan. They were matter the beginning to start off doing it, Hetiru Seifer, they were matter the end, Mishum Chilosan. They mat you to finish off the thing in order to start it off. The Elohim, these are the three things. All of Nehadorsim. Like these are Srozen Beisilil. Beisilil says after you shech the animal on Yom Tov, if you have the skin of it, you're allowed to put the skin in front of people that are going to trample on top of it. Even though really it should be Yosef to do it. But they mat to this, like the Svari is Mishum Tchilosim. Because if they're not going to allow you to take care of the skin on Yom Tov, people say it's not kedai to shech the animal on Yom Tov. I'm ruining my skin, so I won't shech the animal. I'm meat, so I won't eat meat today. So people stop having Simchas Yomtiv. So Mishum Tchiloser, in order to Shechter, at the beginning, they were matter the Seifer and they were matter the end to make the, take care of the skin. Vaito Trias Chanius. They were matter like Bethilzel, now Mishnah, even to put back the Shonis. Now, why would they matter to put back the Shonis and Yomtiv? There's no purpose for it. A Teretz is because if you won't have a Heter to put it back at the end of the day, you won't open up at the beginning of the day. And then people won't have food to eat. So Mishum Seifer and they're matter Tchiloser. They want you to open the store on Yom Tov, to open this thing. So if they won't be matu to put it back at the end, people won't open up in the first place. So they're matu the siphon, putting it back in order that you should open up in the first place. Who are then the chazoras retir b'migdash? They're matu to put back a bandaid in the base of migdash. Rashi says the migdash retir. If you smear the medicine on top of the bandit on Shabbos, chayim shumamachet. There's an issue derived of smearing, spreading out the medicine on top of the bandit. The migdash, lekoyin shaloka biyode. Kohen had a bubu on his hand. V'tzorech la'avoid avoida. He has to do the avoida today. V'lito retiya mayode. So before he comes to the base of migdash, he puts a bandit there to take care of this wound he has. But now when he comes to do the avoida, you can't have any bandit on your hand. So he takes off the band-aid when he's doing the avoida. So now, shaloi teich hatzitza, ben yod l'avoida, he can't be in a chatzitza, nothing could be dividing between his hand and the avoida he's doing with the kelim, wherever he has to touch. So now, when he takes off the band-aid, really, you're not allowed to put it back on again. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a band-aid back on again when you have emeser medicine on it. Over here in the Beis Hamikdash, there are matter machzor retiyah liachra avoida. You are allowed to put back this bin and it has medicine on it in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? The loisharis lelachziro, because it won't allow the kohen to put it back on again on the wound after he got finished the avoidum. Loshok lemikara, he said nothing doing. I'm not going to do the avoida today. I have a bad wound in my hand. I don't want to go around without the bandaid. So if I take it off and I can't put it back on again, he won't take it off in the first place. So therefore, they remind to him to put it back on again later. So even though it's an issa the rabbon of refuah, because there's medicine on this retiyah, but they were makel of seifon mishum tchilosim. For roch b'om Rav Yehuda af ha'poseach avitoi. Another case where you start opening up your barrel, or maschil b'sosoi, or else you start using dough agabi regal. If you start using dough or opening up your new barrels, the covered yontif of wine, the libud of Rabbi Yehuda goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the yomar yigmar. You're allowed to finish it. In other words, there's a special halachah that on yontif, even though you have a lot of amorets walking by, we don't say the matama your wine. We don't say the matama the isa. But the chur, that's only on yontif itself. What about after yontif? After yontif, really, it's also tidit. But Yehuda said, no, we're not you tidit even after yontif. Because if we're not going to let you eat it after Yom Tov, people say it's not good for me to start a new barrel of wine now. I'll become tummy, or I won't start making a new dough. So Mishum, at the beginning, to start the new barrel of wine on Yom Tov, so we're mati, even later, you're allowed to drink this wine. Rashi says, Afa Basech HaTachovis, Chover, or Tamech Chochom, like, Kishis Cholimcho Yayim, when he starts to sell wine, or he kikro, else he sells the bread. The early regolim regal. He sells to the people coming to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, or Misham Shebo Yarakol. Everybody touches it. They touch the wine. They touch the bread. V'tumas Amoritz. So we should be afraid. Really, Amoritz is going to touch it. And really, the loch is when Amoritz touches it, it becomes tummy. But the regal during Yom Tov tahira. The loch is the Rabbanan said all of its Torah. Kol Yemaisa regal. The whole Yom Tov, what the Amoritz touches, it remains Torah. Although v'mashen yishor liachir regal. But the bread or the wine that's left over after Yom Tov, now it's a machlekes. We have Yudu v'chomim, parakhamim b'kodesh. We have Yudu v'ayim yigmar v'yimch l'chaverim. You're allowed to continue selling it to a chaver. Ulechol adam v'yizor shlo yigah amor atzayit. But make sure nobody touches it now. Namor shouldn't touch it from now on. But you're allowed to use it. V'chom maimrim no lo yigmar. You're not allowed to finish it. V'lo yimachir oid. Mishrim dini tamas v'regel b'maga amoritz. In other words, the Rabbanim were only makel during Yom Tov itself. Then when you're selling your wine or you're selling the bread, even though Alala Amoratzim touch it, we say not to mevayish them, you're allowed to use your wine. You're allowed to use the bread. You're allowed to keep on using it. But Yachom say only during Yom Tov. But once Yom Tov is over, even though you have some wine left, you have wine left over, you have bread left over, now you're not allowed to use it. Because after Yom Tov, now we sell them our fry, you have to look at it as if the Amoraites touched it already, and it became Tamei. That's the Chacham Svarah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even later, after the Yom Tov, this bread you're still allowed to use. True, from now on, you have to be careful that only a Chavah touches it, not an Amoraites. But you know, we're not afraid, even though we knew an Amoraites touched it during Regom, the Rabbanan said it's Torah even after Yom Tov also. What's the Svarah? Why? Mishum Saifan, Mishum Tchilasan.